Beep, beep, beep. Oh, my God. My volume's loud. Holy cow. Holy cow. Holy cow. Okay. Yeah. Now it's a little better. Sound like my dog. Yeah, I'm well, I don't know what you want to call it. Some people was, oh, it's the long COVID. I just say it's a seasonal flu. And those of you have flu, you know that it takes weeks to get that 100%. But now I'm okay on the right side. For some reason, my right side, I can breathe. Always. It doesn't matter. I can be sick on just regular cold. You know, I could just be maybe just sniffles, runny nose in winter. Right side? No problem. Left side? Serious problem. Sucks. And I can feel it. It's congestion. All the way up to, I don't know what they call it. I think the senses. Receptors. It's all clocked up. So it's just kind of like, I can smell stuff, but it's not really. It's like, yeah. Smell a little bit. Sucks. It does. But anyway. Why did I roll the title wide open? Because it was cleaning. I was cleaning, repositioning with some of my camera lenses on the desktop where I keep a little box, put all the stuff in there, and stack them up, clean all the lenses, clean all the camera. You know, you get a little dusty. And I had this one lens. I was like, no, oh, I haven't touched this thing so long. I think it's a 12 millimeter. Not exactly sure. Super wide. Made for landscaping photos. Now I've done it before with landscape. I thought I was traveling. But of course, you know what happened. I'm not traveling. So I haven't been back. But it's a lens I want to keep. For my Sony. Let me see if I can find it on Amazon.com. It comes out. When I type it in, it comes out with a radiator heater. Not heater, sorry. Heater. Hyper range extender. Into an insect trap, not mouse trap. Flexor self defense. The model number. When I type in a model number, I get that. What? No. It's like, wait a second, it's not been there anymore. That's weird. Okay, here we go. Yep, it's a 12 millimeter f2.8 ultra wide angle. Fixed. Pretty cool. Pretty cheap, like less than $200 for the lens, and I heard good things about it. I was like, all right, I can get this. I can spend $1,000 on a cinema lens and, you know, try it out, try to do the landscaping, try to get back into some of the stuff, wide angle type of photography. And if I regret it doing it, it's like $1,000. Like, I don't want that. Let me get a cheap. It's not bad for a cheap lens. You know, I mean, I'm looking at another lens. Like cinema lens. No, the cheap one. It's $1,800 for a cheap one. This is a cheap company. When you start going towards the really, really, really good ones, I think it costs up to $500,000. Like, I do not want to touch it at all. No way. Camera systems cost that much. Better off rent it than was finished and clean up a little bit. Give it back to the rental place. Say, hey, you guys take the rest. That's the best. Unless you have lots of money, then yeah, of course, you do your thing. But for most of us, no. Even the hobbyist one. They won't do it unless they're seriously copying it. It's good enough. It works. Might get another one. I got the one for my Sony. And you can't really change it. It's not interchangeable. You don't have an adapter for it. The Fujifilm XE4. So, like, what to do? Should I get another lens? Or should I buy a better lens for the Fujifilm? Because they do. They have a 12mm pancake lens. Those things are really cool. But unfortunately, you're stuck. The only cool thing is that it's motorized. This one's not. So I might go like Fujifilm. Yeah, I get it. It's a little more expensive. Why not? Gonna use it. It's better sometimes. It depends. You know, like these wide angles or prime wide angle. Well, prime 50mm, 35, 50, 75, 100. All depends, subject matter. If you understand subject matter, you understand that with a 35mm and below, you're engaging with your subject. So, if you're comfortable with that, then those lenses are for you. If you're not comfortable with that, then you wind up doing landscape. Just take photos of everything and hopefully caught something really nice. And not a lot of people trolling. Bend over, looking at you like, why are you taking this photo? Why are you taking that photo of it? What's over there? There's angles. Oh, God. You know, just sit there by a tripod. They're doing this. Just look at them. They're just like, oh, I'm in your way. Oh, my God. You probably hear my voice. It's like crackly. Ah, God. Yeah. Well, at least I have a voice still. It's just a little dry. I know it's going to last for a month. But other than that, I'm okay. No. Maybe back's a little bit sore. But, you know, the massage machine will take care of it. Anyway, back to the lens. So all of that stuff is depending on you, the photographer, or you, the artist. What do you want to capture? And you got to practice. Even, you know, you're not doing anything, you're not on assignment or something. You got to practice. And if you like rental, you rent. Like, I have a lot of friends who rent. They don't have their own camera except their phone. Know what they do? They practice on their phone. Same thing. I like cameras because I grew up with this. I know, Asian guy, always have a camera thing. Like, yeah. Well, you know, my grandpa, my dad, even my uncle, they have interest in these cameras. So it was hand-me-down with the film SLRs. So I got used to it. Learned it in high school. It's like, no, why not? Learn how to do this stuff. Learn lightings, which is very important. So, yeah, learn all this, every little things here and there. Lighting, you know, like I said, lighting, natural lighting, flash, like how much power you put in, need to put in, what f-stops, whatever. All that stuff. Whether they were reflective. The reflective material. I got some of those. Like, put on the ground. Find a spot where the sun just reflect off. And you can take really cool photos. And you learn. But it didn't happen. Like, no. It didn't happen when, like, something like, say, I read this stuff on Wikipedia. I'm an expert. I saw videos on YouTube. I'm an expert. I can do it. No. Takes time. You need to make efforts on these arts. You might end up with nothing all your life. Where people say, yeah, you take okay photos, pull you down, all that stuff, or your competition, or like your friend, you suck. It could be like, all your life, it's going to be like that. But you don't make it, you don't stop. Just keep going. The best is use photo books. So here's an example this person did. In this photo, don't read anything. Don't read the settings, nothing, even if there's settings. Just look at it and say, how can I duplicate this? And if you learn the tricks, everything, it got to the point where you can reproduce the masterpiece. That's when you know, like, yeah, I know my stuff. So you gotta practice, be perfect. Course. Same thing with my guitars and stuff. It didn't take me like a month to learn how to play this. It took me been playing since like 13. No, it's been like 40 years. 40 years. No, it stopped because I have arthritis and carpal tunnel. Actually, one of my finger today is it's been like this lateral muscular thing. Yeah, kind of, I don't know, kind of squeezed it while sleeping. Yeah, it takes a long time. Harness all these skills. Doesn't happen overnight. Everything is like, oh, I can do, if somebody, oh, maybe you can do this, do that. No. People will know. Even people who are not doing this stuff will know you're an expert or you're just a beginner. There's a difference. I can tell. Of course, right now, I'm hoping that majority of the people are learning a new skill, learning something by now, even planting, learn to plant, learn how to add hydrogen to your soil. People are like, oh, hydrogen, how do you do that? Well, then there's Wikipedia for that, but you don't need to. You just ask. You can just put a miracle grow, which is actually it's sort of bad, it's sort of not. But there's other ways. You can put hydrogen and can put too much. Because you'll kill it also. But that's learning experience. Hopefully, a lot of people learn how to do that. Okay. So, what's next? I'm just like looking at what the lenses. Because this is like candy for photographers. I'm just like, oh my God, look at that thing. The ring flash. Oh, the cinema lenses. Oh, it was cheap too. Should I get one? Like, yeah, no. I don't think so. Okay. So, that's that. So I did finish Curry and the Keeper. And I realized, okay. No, they get a little funny towards the end. All that stuff, but there's still something missing. I don't know what it is. It's like the tipsy doesn't mean you're drunk. You just have one sip of something. Wine. Beer, it relaxes you. It somehow it connects to your brain. Your brain goes, relax. Time to relax. It's like telling your brain. And the laughing is different when you're just drinking water compared to you took one sip of a beer or wine. It's different. So I'm calling that a tipsy because it is. It's sort of, your tolerance is high, but you got a little tipsy. A little tipsy voice or laugh. It's different. Totally different. Good show though. Well, I liked it. I liked the last, No Agenda too. With the granny. Miracle Gran. Unique mix of 33 nutrients. Yeah. That one's nice. details, well, go listen to it. That's it. Now the news, I'm just looking at news and I'm gonna turn it off because the sadness of our world, the popularity thing. I'm so ugly. I just woke up and take a selfie and it's like, I'm presentable. Why? But the best one is the interview with Pierce Brosnan. Pierce is like, hey, Pierce, what do you think the new Bond's gonna be? What do you think about? It's like, I don't. Well, he didn't say that, but that's best. Who cares? He did mention something about the last Bond. He was like, I didn't like it. Me too. Oh, wait, we got a new Me Too movement. I hate that movie. Me too. Can we have that? Me too. Me too too. For dudes who hate movies. Are they written? It's crap. It was okay. But it has a mixed messages in the movie. And now what people say about Wokian Hollywood is, it's not cool. It just, no. As far as cars and stuff, yeah, nothing. Boring. Oh my god. I think the most exciting thing is me cleaning my camera and lenses and took a picture with my old one of the lenses I bought that I've been used for a long time. That was the most exciting part of the day. Oh my god. No. Wait. Oh, I gotta do the reverb. Go through the re. Yeah. Really? My god. Is the internet that boring? Is the whole world that boring? Or it's just me? Of course, everybody's like, it's you, it's you. No, it's not. It's like, no. It's just repetitive. It's all the same. Even the stuff I'm doing. I'm just like, it's repetitive. Food I'm making is like, it's repetitive. I think I'm just gonna have what's in front of me, which is Biscoff. I'm gonna have Biscoff biscuits, coffee for the rest of the day. And play. Yum, yum, yum. Jump, jump, jump. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Coffee, coffee, coffee. Wake, wake, wake. And that's it. called The End of Day. This sucks. This sucks. You suck. I suck. Everybody. I finally remember the commercial. That commercial drove me crazy on Bravo TV. It goes, "Calls on surface heroes will save the day." When they say day, say day. "We'll save the day." Say day. Drove me crazy. It just kept repeating, kept repeating. And that one, and the bingo thing. Bingo. There's a bingo app. Wait a second. Is that Drew Barrymore? Because I didn't look at the commercial and just like skip it. Well, I'm just let it run and I'll watch Stargate. SG-1 or whatever. Star Trek. Then, of course, one time, just look at it and I was like, Drew Barrymore? That commercial is weird. It's like they sat her on the seat and opposite the camera. And I think the seat and the camera are connected on the board that turns, or the background turns. I think that the camera in the seat, wherever she sits, turns because she's making a weird physical move. Like, looks like a roller coaster. It's just, whoa, that is weird. Oh my God. Of course, I'm trying to find the commercial online. Cannot find it. Maybe I'll try it again. Let me see. Drew Barrymore. Bingo app commercial. Anything? Nothing? Yes? No? Nothing. Nope. Nothing. Oh, there it is. Oh, wow. There is one. Commercial. Look the way they switch set. And it's like, did he just drive her to a tear totter or something? Like a platform? And just build a set on a big loop. Weird. It's weird. Odd commercial. Really odd. So I saw that. I'm just, oh my God. She had a podcast too. I don't even know. I think all the famous people have podcasts. Well, I have a podcast. If you're listening, this is my podcast. But everybody has a podcast. It's like the news. New. This is new. So new. So, really? Go ask Adam Curry. Is it new? I don't think so. This is podcast 2.0. Well, what about podcast 1.0? When did that start? You know? Oh. Yeah. And then now I'm going to get friends, families. Did you know there's a podcast to friends? It's about that. It was like, yeah, I know. Come on. Yeah, on a podcast.
Huh?
Didn't we had a podcast?
Yeah, I had a podcast
for about 10 years. You know, it was a different channel. And we're talking about weird stuff. I was ad-libbing other people's findings. And I switched the subject matter. I say, this is not me. Because people are infighting each other on topics. I don't want to do that. So I left. I went to popping. Why went to popping? Because it seems like a lot of people are on it. I'm like, maybe not bad. Yeah, let me try it for a year. So far, so good. I like that live on air thing. And for me, is I don't care if I make money or not. No, I said a few podcasts, so many previous podcasts, I stated that. I just, who cares? I just want to talk. So I can clear my mind and actually clear my throat because it's flat. A little bit. It's a little dry. And I repeated that again. Okay. Yeah, so whatever. Weird commercials. That's my favorite still. The Home Service Heroes, which is actually, I seen the trucks around here. Yeah, call home Service Heroes. We're saved today. It's pretty funny. I'm sure they do a really good job on your home appliances, repair, AC repair. I don't know what else they do. Hot water heater, I'm sure. Gas, stoves, I'm sure they'll do all that. I don't know about sprinklers. Sprinklers, the sprinkler expert. We have one here. Nice guy. Very straightforward. Gets stuff done. And that's what you need. Is it done? Yes. All right. You're like, oh, I gotta come back another day because I'm missing a part. Or I'm missing a tool. I gotta go find my friend has it and I'm gonna borrow it. No. You gotta have this stuff right now. In my face. You have to show it to me in my face. And you have to say it too. You guys, here's my tool in your face. then I'll be convinced. Like, all right. Yeah, you're the guy. Oh, okay. So I marked down the Fujifilm lens. 27 millimeters, not the 12 millimeter. It's not bad. It's weatherproof. That's the biggest part. Because I have ones right now, it's 55 millimeter weatherproof. And I took it out in rain, take photos. It was fine. I tried to do that with my Sony's. So, really glad I got a Fujifilm because it's waterproof. Well, weatherproof. And I'm really glad I spent extra money on the lens because it's weatherproof. So, they have a pancake lens. It's a little expensive, but I heard good things about it. So, I'm going to try to get one if I can.
If not, I'll get the 18mm one. Well, actually, no, 16mm. It's weatherproof, too. Yeah, the 18mm, that's a fisheye lens. I don't want a fisheye. I want a wide. What's the difference? Fisheye, you get the, you know, get the fisheye thing. It's too much curve, right? So much curve. I don't want that. I want a wide. So it has the convex lens to counter the bow, the arc. Some photos, a little more flat. That's what I want. So, anything else? I don't know. It's like, this Friday is weird. Nothing exciting yet. No, I think that, like I said, the only exciting part was the photo I took. I listened to this 80s Japanese city pop in the background. Yeah, this is the exciting part. That is it. Maybe I'll get some kimchi. Have some kimchi and rice. That'd be super exciting because I'll be sweating. That's it. Nothing else. Boring. Boring. Even crypto is like boring. Just meh. I don't know what they're doing. I don't want to know. All these Solana still at 30s didn't go down that much. It's a little more stable than the other ones. I don't know, maybe I'll look into, maybe I'll get into the XDA stuff. Man, not really. I don't want to do that either. Yeah, today's going to be boring. I'm going to sit back. I think I'm just going to read a book. Maybe I'll have to do planting again with the herbs. Because temperature is cooling, so this is a good time to do herbs. I'm going to try to do several. Of course, I have to sift the dirt a little bit, get all the chunks out. Well, any previous root, because it bothers. We don't have the root out, just plant something else in there. It will not grow because previous root like blocks it for some reason. So for some reason, the new seeds do not like that. It's like, oh, there's something there. Let me go find somewhere else, put my roots in. It's weird, very particular. Herbs, flowers, very particular other things. And my sunflower grew, but it did a L shape. It came up, it went sideways a little bit, and then it's going straight up again. I'm looking at it yesterday, I'm like, oh, wait, why is that happening? It's like, oh, no, I drew a hole on one side where the water, wherever rainwater, any water come in, it would funnel out that direction. So it probably took the magnetic properties or generated. So the plants are like, oh, we're going this way. And they go, yeah, it's going to be our one this time. I'm guessing it's going to take another month before it grows out completely. Hopefully it doesn't get bitten by the deer, the little deer in the woods where we are. Deer is like, oh, flower. Chomp. It's edible. Chomp. Like, oh, man. Last time. That's what happened last time. That's what. Why? Deer. Why? I'm going to read again. Read. No, I'm not doing that. Sorry. Pain in the butt. But anyway, there's actually a way to deter deer. I don't want to do it because it involves pheromones and you might invite other animals to come, and we don't want that. Anyway, I think I'm gonna go. So, go early Friday and I'm gonna skip out. So, enjoy the Friday of September 23rd, 2022. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. I don't know. I got the flu. I don't know. Drink a lot of water. Something, keep hydrated, and that's it. It's nothing else. I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.